will come together. Kind of one of those cliches that I don't like when people say stuff like that to me. It'll come together. I'll be stressed about a sermon and Holly will say, it'll come together. I'll be like, yeah, that sounds good. I mean, that's just a millimeter better than when life gives you lemons or lemon. Yeah, how does it go? Make lemonade. Cliches. And yet, I don't mean it in that trite way, because it could sound like that. Oh, I know you lost your job. It'll come together. Could you tell the power company that for me? Oh, I know you're single. Your friends are married. Don't worry. The Lord has a Boaz for you. I'm not going to do it. She wants me to do it. I'm not going to do it. There's an old thing online that says, while you're waiting for your Boaz, don't settle for brogaz, poor as, all that. I'm not going to do it. Temptress. It's a whole thing. In Christianity, the book of Ruth is usually identified by chapter 1, verse 16, and it's always in the King James at a wedding. This is the famous verse of Ruth. All right, you're going to know it when I say it. You're like, huh? What's he talking about? You'll know it when you see it. Put it on screen. This is the King James where it says, whither thou goest, I will go. You got to get the whither in there for the marriage vows. Doesn't that sound like a wedding? Whither thou goest? You never said whither in your life, but now you're about to commit your whole self to somebody and you're breaking out words you never use. Whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. I'm not making fun of that verse. That verse in itself is a sermon. In itself, it is a sermon. In itself, that one verse shows you that when you decide who, you decide where. When you decide, now this is not how we think. We think, I need to decide where I'm going to college. No. That's not as important as who you hang out with when you get to college, wherever you go to college, right? I teach that all the time, that because who will ultimately identify not only where you end up physically. Like Holly wouldn't be in Charlotte if she hadn't married me, because she wouldn't have been a pastor's wife, or if she had, maybe the guy JJ she was talking to, he ends up somewhere else. And when, when you say yes to someone, you say yes to something that you don't know about at the time. And the same with God. When you say yes to God, he'll take you places that you never thought you would go. When you say yes to him, who you say yes to, who you say no to, is very important, really important. Tell somebody it will come together. Now, I want you to get that in your mind so we can get it past your mind into your spirit so that you hear it differently when I finish in a few minutes than you hear it right now. Because we are all standing in a space in our life where we are needing clarity on some things. And maybe you're not in the same situation as Naomi and Ruth. Both of them being widows were completely dependent on the kindness of someone else. And maybe it's not that bad in your life. Ruth not only lost her husband when she lost her Mahlon, but Naomi lost her son. Naomi had already lost her husband, Elimelech, and they were already in a strange place. Now, I want to talk to you about this, because when you read a Bible verse in isolation, it's almost impossible to really make sense out of it. And I want you to have that app on your phone where they give you the verse every day. But I don't want you to always read the scriptures in isolation. Because if you just take it in isolation, sometimes we don't even read the whole verse and we quote it. And then we think that it didn't work. It's not that Romans 8:28 isn't true. All things work together for the good. You just stopped in the middle of the verse. It said, all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Means that God doesn't decide what is good in your life based on your preference, but his purpose. So then you go through something and this isn't good. This isn't good. How can this be good? God is good and this isn't good. What's going on? I thought it was all good. God didn't say that. In the Bible, God didn't say that. He said all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So his purpose comes first, not my preference. Y'all ready? His purpose comes first, not my plan. What happens to us is we get addicted to a plan. And if it doesn't fit the plan, we want to throw it back to God and say, fix this. But God doesn't start with the picture called your plan when he is building the pieces of your life. He's God. He's God. And the truth of the matter is, you can't really judge your life in isolation. You can't really know when you're going through something, whether it's good or not. Don't judge it just yet. One scripture says, judge nothing before the appointed time. Judge nothing before the appointed time when God will reveal hidden things and bring them to light and the secret things will be laid bare. Judge nothing, no thing. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Now, if you love something else more than you love the Lord, Romans 8:28 is going to be hard for you. Because if you love popularity more than you love God, when people leave you, you will think that's not good. But if you love the Lord's purpose more than you love popularity, sometimes you will praise God not for who stays with you, but for who leaves you, because you believe that the Lord is leading my life. Wow, wow, wow. It will come together. We make the mistake of thinking that everyone who starts with us will stay with us. And when it doesn't happen that way, this is not a sermon about abandonment or divorce, but I do want to talk about those issues because, well, in the book of Ruth, you have this woman named Naomi who goes to a place called Moab where there is something to eat for her family. And through no fault of her own, she watches her husband and her sons 10 years later die in front of her eyes. Her two daughters-in-law are committed to stay with her, Ruth and Orpah. And there's a reason that this is not called the book of Orpah. Because she left. There is a reason that I said, turn in your Bible to the book of Ruth. Because Ruth stayed. Put this in your heart. Whoever left you in your life, whoever walked away from you in your life, was not part of God's purpose for your current season. It doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean they're evil. It doesn't mean you need to make a voodoo doll and stick a pin in their left ear, trying to get them to have an earache. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you need to talk crap about them. It doesn't mean that you have to want them to fail. It doesn't mean you have to go out and buy a new car to show them you made it and drive by their house and they're not even home. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means, can I preach? God doesn't build my life on people who left.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.